The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Through the first week in January, let me welcome back specifically to this program tonight a man that I said virtually the same thing to last year at this time. Well, Andy, looks like we made it over the hump.
Barely. Thank you, Jeff.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. Another new year for Andy and Jeff and all of you out there. And Andy's right. If you really liked 2018, you're going to love 2019. It's going to be, I'm sorry to say, really ugly. It's already there?
Yeah. I think Apple lost $75 billion today or something. It was like the biggest one-day drop in the history of the company.
What did they do wrong? They warned the Chinese. What's the deal? What's the background?
Yeah, what is the background? The idea that we're all anticipating earnings. You know, look at some of those high-flying marijuana stocks are selling at 125 times revenue. Not earnings, revenue. Where a typical company might sell for 15 or 16 times and be viewed as rich. Some of these stocks are 120, 125 times revenue, never mind how much they make.
Wow.
So it seems as though folks are betting on future events that are...
This is horse racing,
mind, so
yeah.
Unlikely.
Horse racing so without unlikely. A racing form.
They'd be better off in Vegas, no doubt about it.
Unreal.
And then this new deal, have you caught this thing, what do they call it, the Green New Deal.
No.
Which is being pushed by this Ocasio socialist girl.
Oh, yes. Yeah, go ahead. Tell us. Yeah, I'm on it.
So it's essentially the greening of America under the guise of the New Deal. If you remember the WPA and the Civilian Conservation Corps, the CCC.
No, it was the FDR.
Right. Coming out of that depression, and he... prolongs the depression by increasing the deficit enormously, giving people these jobs that were in many instances meaningless. Now, they did do a lot of nice things, to be fair, but the cost overall was ridiculously absurd. And I argue that it would have prolonged the depression because it made it that much harder, that much more we had to dig ourselves out. So they want to take this same concept. At a time when, of course, then we had 10% unemployment, I think, 15, 18 during the height of it, and now we're at 3.25% unemployment, but they want to take the concept and apply it to the greening of America, retrofitting buildings and making everything energy efficient and so forth. And, of course, they're pushing for that carbon tax, no question about it. So it's the socialist agenda unleashed in Nancy Pelosi's new Congress.
Absolutely. Keep in mind that, okay, what are they calling her? Somebody, I forget who, Ocasio, they're calling her Occasional Cortex.
Occasional Cortex, okay. And that's a pretty good one right there.
She was placed, all of you know this already, she was placed. This is a creation. She is a proven liar. She said she was a working girl, grew up in the Bronx. She grew up in a wealthy home in Westchester County. She's a liar, all right? Now,
yeah.
Well, they all lie. Okay, it's not a big deal. I guess anymore it's not a big deal. They all lie. But this woman...
Fudge the resume.
Thank you. This woman not only lied about her upbringing and her background, but she lied about her knowledge of the U.S. government. She didn't understand it had three branches. You saw that, it was a couple weeks ago. She's a twit.
Sure, she was.
And she was placed in there and given this agenda to push in Pelosi's face. They are positioning Ocasio to be a primary for decades to come. Just, she's not going away. So get used to it.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Yes.
I mean, you, the general audience, you know it. You already see it. This is another contrived deep state mainstream media collusion, a globalist face put in. I just pulled up Fox again. There she is again. She had more ink, as we used to call it, airtime, free publicity, than anyone I've ever seen in the Congress. And this was before she was even sworn in.
Correct.
And it's not just Fox. She's on CNN. I've seen her. I've looked for her pictures. They're giving this woman the fast track. All right? So she'll learn on the job. She'll learn all the little cliches to lay out. She'll have her recorded little scripts to spew. This is manipulated politics in your face. Go ahead, Andy.
Oh, I agree 100%. In fact, if you look at her Green New Deal, which she's pushing, it's essentially the same recommendations as the UN, you know, on all these monetary accounts and environmental considerations, which is, of course, that's the carbon tax and, you know, preserving our natural resources and such. Just basically...
And removing cars from the roads and...
Oh, yeah.
Right? Oh,
all
don't forget that.
That's industries.
That's right. That's coming. This is a far-left liberal communist socialist agenda right now that is in a costume. They're hiding it from us. But believe me, where this leads is not anywhere that an American patriot would ever want to be within 100 miles of. They're just rolling it out slowly.
Right. So they're essentially promoting a national green economy, which interacts, of course, with climate change, right? In government investment in energy and, you know, like, remember Solyndra under the Obama administration?
Oh, yeah.
Microgeneration, and then low carbon infrastructure. We got to really create jobs there in the low carbon infrastructure. And a directed tax on the profits of the oil and gas companies. Like when they say to the gas companies, we're going to tax you, we're going to specifically take that money and reduce energy usage. So above and beyond all the other tax you might pay, we're going to put this tax on you just for green investment. And, of course, now time for new regulations. Got to regulate finance, capital controls.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the whole nine yards. Everything ties in with Basel II. And then we got to curb tax evasion. Of course, we must have compulsory financial reporting and then clamping down on anything that looks like a tax haven. So if you think you can hide your money anywhere, we're going to find it and tax it.
They are. That's the plan.
Yeah,
she didn't just pop up with this in the last couple of days,
no.
Ladies and gentlemen. Please.
No,
it's not...
No. Naomi Klein's been talking to her for months.
There you go.
I'm sure they've been deep in it.
Yeah. I don't... mean to come down on anyone in particular. I just don't like manipulation, fraud, deceit. This is all contrived crap. I don't like it. I don't think Americans deserve it. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No.
Don't hide it from me and then spring it on me. Show it to me, and if I like it, I'll vote for it. But they know that if they revealed this agenda, that everyone would reject it outright. They couldn't get this far. So they use all these cute names and try to hide behind, you know, green, global green, New Deal. It's nothing more than clamping down on what's left of your freedom.
I'm looking at, I pulled up a page here. Top stories. Last-minute challenge from Ocasio. I will not play the dual name game.
Oh, is that on that pay-go thing?
No, it's on another. It's just on another page I pulled up. Last-minute challenge from Ocasio. A progressive House wing fails to derail pay/go. All right, here's another one. A video of Ocasio dancing in college is leaked to smear her. So says the Washington Post. Here's another one. Alexandria Ocasio is now going to, is now going viral. Oh, her college dance video has gone viral. All right.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right.
I'll make sure I look at that as soon as we hang up, because that's important right there.
That's crucial. Crucial. All of us must keep in mind we're being played. This is all manipulation. Yeah. It's a freak show. It's all by design. All of it. This wasn't...
Yes.
This was.
I agree.
Anyway. I don't...
No.
I can't... I mean, I... enough. All right.
I know what you mean. So,
now,
in the meantime...
In the meantime...
The Secretary of the Treasury... called the top six banks that make up the plunge protection team just to make sure everything was all right there. You know, it's like the worst thing he could have done. And then I look at the H41 release, which is, of course, the Federal Reserve's books. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to love a conspiracy that publishes a balance sheet. And you could see they've taken almost $300 billion out of circulation since the start of the year. So if they're not gunning to create the biggest recession anyone's ever seen under...
They've drained a third of $1 trillion in 3 days?
Well, since the... No, forgive me, all of 2018.
Okay, yeah, since that first of the year. All right.
Yeah,
we'd be in crisis by now, I think, if they pulled that much out.
Oh, yeah, it would be over, all over but the crime. But still, that's like $50 billion, $40 billion a month.
Right.
You can't withdraw that kind of money out of circulation. Well, I guess from their perspective, had they not taken that much money out, inflation would be much higher, and therefore, you know, maybe we'd be worse off. But I really think they're trying to sink this president, and they're going to do it by slowly and surely withdrawing money out of circulation, which is, my goodness, going to cause all kinds of upheaval.
There's no question they're trying. They... And it's an aggregate. There's a lot of they.
Yes.
They're trying to destroy Donald Trump, period. This is a truly coordinated attack against an individual, not a presidency, an individual.
Right.
They want this man broken.
Party.
They want him dead. Yep. They want him down. I'm serious. I'm not joking. This is what they're doing.
They want his cooperation. He could turn it all around by saying, okay, I'll do exactly what you want. And then, of course, it'll be all hunky-dory. So the idea, I saw a really great meme. It's him sitting in a chair, kind of bent over, holding his hand, saying, it's not me they're after, it's you. And that really sums it up. They don't give a poop about him. They're after us, and he's in the way. That's all there is to it. So, you know, things like, Anwar, I could go on and on to get list 200 things that he's done that have just burned their cookies.
Right.
And goodness, this thing we were just...
Yeah.
This is going to be the most ugly thing ever. So, essentially, it says to this new incoming Congress, so you can do whatever you want, but you have to pay for it as you go. You don't pay for it later. You pay mm-hmm. for it now. Mm-hmm. So if you want to do whatever this big green thing you want to do is, great. Show us how we're going to pay for it. Where's the money going to come from? I mean, I've heard some ridiculous things out of Ocasio's mouth. And, you know, as I math it up, between her and Bernie, they're talking $13 to $15 trillion. Where's it coming from? We're already deeply mired in debt. We hit our debt ceiling come March. We can't even agree on a budget, let alone a budget ceiling. So I just see nothing but, well, the worst of the worst. What are we, 12 days, 13 days into this shutdown? And he's not going to budge an inch. And they don't want to budge an inch. And I've said, I don't know if you remember in 2016, that there are those who would rather burn this nation to the ground than to see Donald Trump succeed one inch. So
that's what I'm trying to make clear and add to what you're saying. This is a truly an attack on an individual, on his lifestyle, on his demeanor, his character, who he they really, really are going after. This is Pelosi. This is Chucky. It's the machine. It's the international Zionist machine. For some reason, he can't give enough to Israel to get this thing off his back. They're coming after him. Pence says no deal with the Democrats without border wall funding. No deal.
Mm-hmm.
So Pelosi, she said it's not going to be a wall. It's not going to happen.
No wall. No wall funding. That's right. The proverbial rock in the hard place.
Now, if they're both staking out this kind of position, I think we can all project that it's quite likely that this could go on for many weeks and become the longest shutdown in U.S. history. I think that's what they're aiming for.
Well, you know, any big, large, complex organization like that, it's very hard to see how everything works and fits together. The only way to see it really is to shut it down. And then you recognize, hey, well, we don't really need that. We've done without it for this long. Let's do without it for some more. But one thing is for certain, we cannot continue to run trillion-dollar budget deficits, not without increasing revenue in some form. Now, of course, Trump's initiative to get companies to move back to the United States with tariffs on foreign goods, that might have had a little effect, but, you know, he dropped that, remember that 25% line I used to use, a 25% tariff on Chinese goods imported across the board, and he was going there, but then he backed off. So for 90 days, he said, okay, so not January 1st, but for 90 days, we're going to hold back. And we're not going to impose a 25% tariff. I bet they don't solve that problem in the time allotted either.
No.
And curiously, we hit the budget ceiling. Budget, you know, they suspended. You remember last time we discussed that? It's been a while. But for years and years, they would say, okay, we're going to hit the debt ceiling. We need to raise it by $1 trillion. We'll raise it by $500 billion. We'll raise it by, a certain specific amount of money. But then as things grew exponentially, they realized, man, we're scaring the hell out of Americans. You know, we need to raise it $3 trillion, $5 trillion. So why don't we just suspend it? Like, it doesn't matter. Much the same as they did PAYGO, where they said, okay, you don't have to tell us how you're going to pay for a particular piece of legislation. Just enact it. We'll worry how we pay for it later. Well, now, with the new Congress, they have to do the PAYGO. And they hit in the debt ceiling March 29th. The suspension expires, which means now we're up against the ceiling again because they have to authorize the spending. They can't even agree on the budget. You think they're going to be able to agree on a debt ceiling? No, I guess they're just going to be hostage holding everywhere.
Looks like it. I honestly think they're queuing up for that kind of a scenario. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, serious.
Pelosi.
Yeah, and we're at 1295 gold, right? 1295 today?
Yeah, yeah.
When we were together last month, it was what? 1210? 1215?
Something like that. Yeah, we're getting up there. It's moving. And as bad as things get, gold will respond and reciprocate in its own ways.
Right.
It's going to go up. Pelosi, in her quaint etiquette, said, "We're not doing a wall." She also said, what else did she say?
I'm going to Hawaii.
Now she already went. She went. Oh, she's going back?
Yeah,
I'm going back. Pelosi knocked Trump as a master of diversion, accusing him of making noise about the border wall to distract from other problems in his administration. So she's saying it's misdirection. She knocked the wall as, quote, an immorality, end quote.
Yes, it is.
And a diversionary tactic on the part of the president. Now, what's really funny here, and Lindsey Graham pointed this out, if you go back 10, 20, 30 years, the Democrats have approved up to $45 billion in one legislative session for a wall.
Oh,
it
yeah.
never got built. Yeah. They have voted for a wall on multiple occasions. Big money. And now the only that's right. And the only reason they're not going to give in on this is because of Donald Trump. That's what Graham said. He's right. They want to destroy this man, this human being. That's what our government has devolved into. This is an effort to assassinate Donald Trump. Figuratively or literally, you be my guest. They want him gone.
Yeah, stop him one way or another, by hook or by crook. And that's for sure. So they have worried him to death for 2 years now.
Look at his face.
I imagine they're
going to... Look at it. Oh.
I see it, yeah. And he's got two more to go, so... And I hope he's around for the next four, because goodness knows, he's put quite a wrench in this globalization effort. And I'm proud of him. I hope he continues. But I do see the years just, like, whipping by on his face. But I've noticed that for every president, even Obama. You know, he went in, he was a spry young kid. He came out, he looked like he'd been run over by a truck.
Absolutely
so
right.
That's typical.
Yeah, yeah,
you
know? Yeah. No, it's true. Meanwhile, Pence, you know, don't forget about Pence. He's right there.
No.
His hair is absolutely perfect for him. His makeup is perfect. He doesn't look stressed and worn out. He looks like that Boy Scout troop leader just standing on the side. I haven't listened to this.
He reminds me of Ernest Hollings. You remember Ernest Hollings from South Carolina? That tall.
What was he? Yeah, Fritz Hollings, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's him, Fritz. Yeah, he's the one. He was my, you know, I quoted him in Uncle Sam Cooks the Books. Even though he was a Democrat, he said, well, you know, the quickest way to save Social Security is to stop looting it. Well, I thought that was just priceless. Stop stealing the money. Stop looting it.
That's good. All right, here, let me just play
a
little
of
this.
Meat testing thing? I'm sorry, don't step on you there. While I remember it, I heard the first float today of the idea of means testing Social Security.
Spell the word M, what? Mean?
Means, M-E-A. Yeah. Do you have the means to not get Social Security? If you have money, well, then you don't need it, and you should leave it for
those. Oh, wait a minute. Who presented this communist lark?
Well, the same people that are bringing us everything else there. Means testing for Social Security. We'll just change it from,
They're actually talking about coming and looking at each individual who has some amount of wealth and deciding whether or not they deserve their Social Security? Is that what you're saying?
Correct. That's exactly what I'm saying, yeah.
Is this Soviet Russia? No, but that's where the agenda ultimately leads. I'm telling you, this Ocasio is the poster girl for a Sovietization of America. No joke.
Yeah, it sounded more like it every day.
Hold on a minute. Andy and I will be right back. In New Jersey, and here's a little bit of Pence. I want you all to get a sense of the flavor of the narrative that's being pushed by the administration. Now, keep in mind that for a year and a half, Trump said to thunderous ovations, no to DACA. All right? He said, no path to citizenship. None of it. Now we find out that, according to Lindsey Graham, Trump offered the Democrats to give over 700,000 DACA people 3-year minimum work permits to stay here in the U.S. We all know they're not going to leave. And another group, TPS, so almost 1 million illegals were put on the table by the Trump administration in front of Nancy and Chucky. And they said, according to Lindsey Graham, go to hell.
Go to hell.
That's right. And they left. Now, I want you to follow this. And it's hard for me as a Trump supporter for a year and a half to watch him give up anything. I'm not being unrealistic. I trusted him. I'll take, if he can come through on 50% of what he promised, I'll take it. He's not even close to that yet. Not yet, Andy. Maybe he'll get there, but he's not there yet. It's 2 years on, and now we're at a border crisis that really should have started 2 years ago, the day he came into office. He should have taken this issue on. All right, now, here's Mike Pence. Let's listen.
Ever since the Christmas holiday, the president sent us to Capitol Hill. I met with Senator Schumer not once, but twice. We engaged in good faith negotiations. The president and I canceled all of our Christmas vacation plans. We were here in Washington, D.C. Democrats broke off negotiations about a week ago, but the president's made it clear. We're here to make a deal, but it's a deal that's going to result in achieving real gains on border security, and you have no border security without a wall. We will have no deal without a wall.
If the deal...
This is Tucker Carlson, for my money, the best journalist working in the mainstream media, period. Now, here he is.
And includes allowing people who came here as adults intentionally to break our laws, to become citizens, then wouldn't the message to the rest of us be, why should we obey the law if people who intentionally broke it are being rewarded for it? Can you see why that would be a perverse incentive for the rest of us?
I absolutely can. And I've heard no discussion of that. I've heard no discussion of amnesty related to this. I heard some members of the Senate are talking about maybe including Dreamers in some sort of a negotiated settlement.
Right.
And the president's posture on all this is, look, we're at $5.6 billion. We have engaged in good faith negotiations. We've made offers. There's been no counteroffers made. But again, we heard the Democrat leadership, the new Speaker of the House this morning, again said, no money for the wall. Well, the American people know walls work. And we heard...
All right, Mike. But here we have Lindsey Graham, and I've got him on video, saying that he said, as in Donald Trump, the Trump presidency, Lindsey Graham, the GOP Senate, we offered DACA. We offered 3 years of work permits for these people to stay here in this country, and TPS, another group. Now, so where the hell is Mike Pence? How can he be so naive about what's actually going on in these discussions? Or he's lying.
Right.
He's doing what he's been told to do. Okay. Yeah, they all are.
Yeah.
But we do know from Graham, and I don't think Lindsey was lying, that Donald Trump has put on the table DACA, amnesty, and believe me, if his base can survive that kind of a sellout, I'll be shocked. I wish I was wrong.
Right.
So he's going to take in a million illegals, Andy. He's going to take in a million illegals and let them stay to get the wall? When we have 50 million here who are illegal now and need to go away?
I'm looking at the math and I say, okay, so how many of these kids are already here? All of them. How many of them are already engaged in the system somehow? All of them. You know, it's not like a bunch of new ones are going to come. Now we're going to stop that. So maybe that's just how he's looking at it.
Well, okay. All right. Good. That's a good point. I got you.
That wall is like of critical importance.
Here are things that no one's talking about. I understand what you're saying. You trade, you make a deal, you negotiate.
Terrorists trying to get across our border.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Now, here's the bigger issue. All the talk about the caravan was misdirection. Every damned week, between 6 and 10,000 cross that border that aren't in caravans.
Correct.
That border is worse than Swiss cheese. How long will it take to build a wall 2,000 miles long? Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to get that wall in 6 months or a year or a year and a half or maybe even 2 years unless it turns into a fence with electronic technology, et cetera, et cetera. I don't see how we're going to come out ahead. 10,000 a week, do the math. 6,000 a week, do the math. Understand, this is not a joke. It's bad.
No, and certainly none of those folks are DACA registered, right? So
no.
The DACA
no.
kids would have already had to sign up to be considered part of DACA.
That's right.
It's not like they can sign up tomorrow.
No.
So, you know, if you're here after, if let's assume there is a DACA amnesty for kids that were brought here by their parents, and they're, of course, given work permits so they can get a social security number and go to work, not off the books or under the table. And then anyone who's not DACA protected and they're on this side of the wall, I imagine he's going to unleash ICE on those with the worst of intentions.
I'll watch what the Democrats do. They'll scream and they'll lock everything up. This is going to get ugly.
They've already done that.
It's going to get to be worse.
Worse. It could get very ugly because if they don't give and he doesn't give, which I be strong, President Trump, please be strong, then you're going to see a dragged out fight that could very well have serious repercussions financially. And I think that's what gold is reflecting. That's what the stock market is reflecting. And unless no one's paying attention, the credit markets should be causing you really to sit up and take notice. You know, you can get 2% on a personal checking account now, interest. Whereas just a year ago, you couldn't
Nothing.
Even get one.
No. Interesting.
Point something. So.
We are really facing, this is one of the most pivotal, critical moments in modern American history. It's clear that
who's really got to give here to make a difference is the Federal Reserve. Regardless of what Trump does, regardless of what the Democrats do, the Federal Reserve is deciding the fate of the nation on a day-by-day basis. They raised interest rates another quarter point, just as I thought they were. That's 4 for 2018. And they're going to shock the hell out of everyone when they raise it again on January 20th. It'll be the first interest rate increase of 2019. But the real damage is pulling the money out of circulation by not reinvesting the paid-off bonds every month. And their balance sheet has another $200 billion it can run off without reinvesting. So that means they can shrink the money supply all year and send us into 2020 with, you know, another a trillion less in circulation than when we started 2017. So that would be like a death knell for President Trump. It's going to be hard for him to deal with that.
Well, Lindsey Graham said if Trump caves on the wall, his presidency is over. Done.
I agree with him. Yeah, there won't be a second term if he does.
No, that'll be the end.
Goodness, I can imagine the number of cynical Americans he will leave in his wake. You know, folks that trusted him, that hadn't voted in a long time, that came out and backed them, and because of what he was saying, and then now they're going to say, "That's it. I'll never believe another politician in my life."
Well, maybe we're due to make that decision at this point and do something different in this country. I don't think the government is rehabilitatable, frankly, not in its current state.
I agree.
Okay, here we have ICE right now, undermanned, underfunded. Catch and release is back, Andy. Catch and release is back. They've released 400 at the El Paso bus station. That's right. So what do we do? 10,000 a week coming over. No. It's 4,000 to 5,000 a day are coming over. That's what it is. Because it's several hundred thousand a year are coming across that alleged border wall. So I stand myself corrected here. It's 300,000 a year or more coming over. All right.
It's more than we can absorb, that's for sure. And if we must absorb them, this is what I find offensive. Like, everything we do, we as American citizens, we're numbered, we're photographed, we're fingerprinted, they know everything about us. But yet we've got this whole community that can come and run in this paradise without any accountability at all.
Oh, and get paid for it.
They don't register cars.
They get paid for insurance. They get paid for it. They get medical, dental, housing, food. They get education. They get everything. If they're in need, they go into a hospital, ER. They get the best medical care we have on this planet. And Americans are going without.
What do we get?
Americans are going without.
Bupkis.
That's right.
As the lawyers say, bupkis.
Here's another one. You mentioned the Federal Reserve. And I'm preaching to the choir with this wonderful audience, but the average American doesn't understand that the Federal Reserve isn't federal.
It's
not a reserve. It's a group of private bankers that illegally and unconstitutionally control our entire financial system. It's insanity.
They're counterfeiting money.
Nonstop. Nonstop.
Debt right there. Yeah.
Not for the Fed. This was passed, for those of you who may not know, 1913. It took effect 1914 by a crooked, corrupt, bribed, and bought-off Congress, and they gave away the constitutionally mandated responsibility and right that we produce our own money, we take care of it.
That's right.
It's just astounding. The greatest coup d'etat, financial coup d'etat, probably in recorded history.
Yes, and it was the third real attempt. You know, the first two were put down by statesmen in this country, but the third one, Woodrow Wilson and that crowd, the evidence is so clear. They conspired to steal the election for Wilson and essentially paid for by Rockefeller money and New York bank money.
And then they handed over
control of the nation's currency to a group of private banks headed up by, the Goldman Brothers, of course, the main linchpin, of course, being J.P. Morgan Chase. So J.P. Morgan still holds charter number one in the banking system, and that national system of national banks that we were given as a prelude to Civil War, that really went on to become the Federal Reserve System. And sold out, no question about it. There were 9 senators in the quorum when that was. It was the Christmas holidays, for goodness sake. Everybody had left town. The only 9 that were supposed to stay stayed, and they passed that legislation, handing really the power of the press, the printing press, to the Federal Reserve. They gave it to them and said, okay, we're going to give you our money printing machine, and you print the money and loan it back to us.
It's unbelievable.
It's
unbelievable.
That's a game if you can get it. You got to admit.
All right. 35 minutes ago, another update. I'll acknowledge, not that I'm a fan, CNN is right on top of this. The House has passed the second of 2 bills already to reopen the government and the shutdown. Agreed. Just reporting. Without any new border wall funding. Okay? So they've already passed 2 bills with no wall money, and they're going nowhere. As Andy said, it means nothing.
Right. Well, they're going to the Senate. Yeah, they'll do a conference, and then they'll reject it, and it won't get past the Senate, let alone to the president's desk for a signature. So, tilting at windmills. It's an impasse, like no other impasse, right?
So far, I've never seen people dig in like this. Not out in the open, or in front of God and country. House passes stopgap bill to reopen Department of Homeland Security, rejecting Trump's demand for wall funding. So the House is playing these games already. They hit the ground running. Let's be honest. They had their agenda.
No doubt.
They had their meetings. They knew what they wanted.
Watch for that new green bill. Green New Deal, I think, is what they're calling it. And that's probably the next one out of the box. But I would guess that we were talking about before the break, means testing for Social Security.
This is, tell us a little bit more. This is evil sounding right off the bat.
Right. Well, it was put forth by none other than our favorite guy, who's probably the Democrats' nominee for president. That would be Joe Biden. You know, he's right in the middle.
Yeah.
You haven't pulled him too far to the left. All those Democrats that are out there mortified of the progressive left. Well,
they're moving Bernie out of the way. Did you see what they did to Bernie? Excuse me for the interruption.
Yeah. Yes.
They brought up Bernie's sexual impropriety allegations, his sexually inappropriate conduct. Yeah, this is 2 years ago. And they brought it out. They're trying to broom him out of the way. So pervert sure. Joe Biden can walk in, and he'll nominate Beto to be his VP.
As his vice president.
That's it.
That's right. Yeah, you got it. That's it. There's your ticket. So Joe Biden is the one that said, well, he knows better than anyone. Because remember, he was around when, you remember Bill Clinton and the surplus? And they were, how are we going to spend the surplus? What are we going to spend the surplus on? Well, it wasn't really a surplus. It was the money that they borrowed from Social Security. So now, of course, it's Joe Biden who's suggesting, well, there are people out there who have saved money. They don't need Social Security.
God, it's unbelievable.
And they're taking it.
Is he mouthing this means thing? Is that where it's coming from?
Yeah. Sure, because remember Paul Ryan was also... So the idea that if you've managed, so there are two people living next door to each other, and they're going to get the same $1,000 in Social Security when they retire, but one guy has managed to save enough money so that he can supplement his Social Security with $1,000 a month, maybe make himself somewhat more comfortable, and then the other guy has done nothing to save a dime and only has Social Security to rely on. What they're suggesting is that the guy who can pay his own $1,000 a month doesn't need Social Security. And that's really the only person
I need to see more on this. I am not up to speed on this yet.
Yeah. A video of Biden at the Brookings Institute in May, and this is why I caught it. A reporter named Ryan Cooper tweeted it yesterday.
Right.
It totally got by me, but there he was at the Brookings Institute, and I'll quote him. He said, Paul Ryan was correct when he did the tax code. What's the first thing he decided to go after? Social Security and Medicare. Now we need to do something about Social Security and Medicare. That's the only way you can find room to pay for it. I don't know a whole lot of people who are relying on Social Security when they retire.
Wow.
So, he's, yeah.
Wow.
So
what a sleazy piece of crap. That guy is.
Yeah, go after the rich. Of course, the rich. You know, that's all. That's who he's talking about, right? They're not the regular person, just the rich. Well, goodness, who's first and who's second?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Sleazy, dirtbag Biden. Oh, please, if you haven't seen Joe Biden with little children, just do a search.
Oh man, you gotta see that.
YouTube.
Yeah, creepy.
Biden. Just to type in Biden pervert. Or Biden pervert children, and start looking. I mean, this is not a joke. There's something wrong with the guy.
Well, no, something.
Look at his son. His son is over in Ukraine. What's his son do? His son is half owner or one of the majority owners in the Ukrainian national power grid or something. It's some huge amount of money the guy's got invested in Ukraine. Joe Biden's son. You think politics might have had something to do with that?
A little bit.
We're in trouble. Yeah. All right, Loony Lizzie Borden. Oh, excuse me. Warren. Remember Lizzie Borden? The axe murderess?
That was charming. Yeah.
Yeah. Loony Lizzie.
40 wax.
40 wax. Mm. Loony Lizzie is already announced. She wanted to be first. And this woman is standing on that. What the hell was it? One millionth? Of a DNA possibility. She had indium by something like that. Anyhow, she is going to be running her mouth for the next year and a half until they get to the nominating business. She is going to be intolerable, along with over 30 others who may not be as intolerable, but the Democrats, you talk about a zoo, they're 32 by my count. 32 going to announce.
Right.
And Beto is definitely, they're going to fast track him. He's out of the same stable as Ocasio. And don't forget that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe even further left. I've heard Beto. He's pretty lefty. He's going to outdo her. Well, I think Ben Franklin warned us of that. You know, the minute the people realize that they can vote people who will give them anything they want, then the Republic is dead. I mean, that's it.
Right,
paraphrase, but that's what Franklin warned us about.
Let's honor Andy here now and his business. We've wasted a whole hour without mentioning one thing that is crucial to the plans of many of you, and that's your financial security. And this is where... Mm-hmm. Andy can come in, and you all know, you've listened to Andy for years on this program. USGoldCoins.com. Gold is moving. Numismatic gold is, in my view, always has been the place to be. And there's only one dealer in America that I would even suggest you talk to when it comes to numismatic coins, and that's Andy's. Tell them what we're giving the people, Andy.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, I still have the three audio CDs. I'll be launching next month on your show, the Four Presidents DVD, which is ready to deliver.
Oh, good.
So for now, I'll give you three audio CDs. It'll be the definition of money. What the heck is a dollar anyway? We're all saving them and storing them and contracting for them. We don't know what they are. The second one is the Federal Reserve. We just talked about that, how people don't understand it or know anything about it. The Federal Reserve, it's a half hour. It goes all the way into the depth of the thing, where it came from, how it gave us our monetary system. And then the third, protecting your wealth. You know, one thing about buying gold and silver coins is you're responsible. That means you have to take them in your possession, and you should know what the heck you're buying. So that's the purpose of the third CD. You can have all three absolutely free if you'll mention you heard it on Jeff Rentz. And we'll send you these three CDs, and I'll stuff your envelope full of coin information. If the idea of owning coins makes sense, well, we should get in touch. It's just that simple. Call 1-800-468-2646. That's 800-468-2646. Mention Jeff Rentz and nobody will ask you for a credit card. So, you know, it's on the house. It's a $19 package. You get three audio CDs.
Oh, they're, Ed, well, I repeat
yeah,
as I repeat.
There's a lot of information in
they
there.
Are, yeah. They are solid gold of the best quality information you could get for free. So please take advantage of that. And also, if you happen to have gold or silver and you're in the mood to change it into something else, let Andy know. You're looking to buy.
Oh, yeah. Right? They don't make it anymore.
No.
What I buy, you know, the old $20 gold pieces and things like that.
Yeah. All right. Please give the phone number one more time.
800-468-2646. Jeff Rentz is the magic word.
Andy, I hope Donald Trump will stand up, and even if he has to go down in flames as a great American Patrick Henry grade politician, I want him to stand up and tell all of us what made this country and what we need to do to save it. He's got to stop.
Amen.
He's got to stop chattering with these low-life losers around him. And he could really carve a place in history for himself if he were to stand tall, no matter what. And I hope he does. Hope he does.
I pray along with you. Yeah, that would be good.
All right, brother, you be well. Talk to you next month. Thanks for everything. It's great to start the year off with you, as always, Andy.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, good night. Mr. Andy Gause and USGoldCoins.com. You all know the drill. If you don't have those CDs, oh, you've got to get them. They're just that good. They're just stunning. All right, be right back in just a couple.